So in Reish Tzadi Vav Ches and Reish Tzadi Zayin Aleph and Beis, just a few minutes on these halachos. Nashim chayavas ba'avdala k'shim shkavas b'kiddush v'yish mishachoylik, and therefore they shouldn't make avdala for themselves, says Rama. Rather, they should hear from someone else. Now, we mentioned this in the past. The first tali, the pashtus, is tali whether or not they're chayim midarais or midarabon. If they're chayim midarais, so if avdala is midarais, so then women are chayim. It's midarabon and pashtus are not mekuyu. Regardless, says the Mishnah Berurah, he asks what's the difference whether or not they are mekuyus or they're not mekuyus with regard to themselves making havdalah. The Chayra, the Magen Avraham, says that the minigarim is that women do not make havdalah and they're not supposed to drink from the havdalah, so you can't make havdalah. What's the difference if they can be mechayiv themselves? He brings down that lamaisa, Allah lamaisa, we pass them that women could be mechayiv, even if they're not mekuyus in havdalah, they could be mechayiv themselves and they can make havdalah no different than luluv. And the rest of the mitzvah says Shazman Grama that a woman could be mechayev themselves in and make a bracha. Nevertheless, Agav, there's a big chiddush in the Magen Avraham. He says that even though we're passing that a woman could be mechayev themselves in a mitzvah says Shazman Grama that they're not mechayev in, but that's only a mitzvah sheish b'maisa. A mitzvah she'ein b'maisa, where the whole mitzvah is the dibur ba'alma, is the mitzvah of kiddush Shazman or kiddush or avdallah, these things. Then in the Chanami, they cannot be Mechayiv themselves. What the Chilik is, Yesh La'ayin. The Lamais and Mishabur Paskin is that they could be Mechayiv themselves. However, right there, Magen Avraham Shittas, it says they could be Mechayiv themselves. Like the Bach says, the Magen Avraham says that you're not supposed to drink the Havdal. The Meili says, L'chorra, you shouldn't be able to make Havdal. Says Mishabur, no. Even though they shouldn't, L'chatchila, nevertheless, it's Pashur if they don't have anybody else to make Havdal. Then the Arfa Shachon says, Atu Isur Yesh Bazen, Zichl is no Isur. The many Goyim is not to do it. Nevertheless, certainly if they don't have anybody to make Havdalah for them, they should make Havdalah and they should drink the wine. Now, what's Motzei is that places like the hospital and different places where they have, especially in the maternity ward where there's only women there, very often they have somebody going around making Havdalah for them every week. Now, Mishabura says, it's no problem, L'chatchila, that's the best thing. However, what happens if the person already made Havdalah? Which is generally what happens. The person makes Havdalah in the shul, and then he goes around to one machlokah and makes Havdalah again, makes another time. Which bets him there should be no problem, because once you're mechuyevin and they're mechuyevin it, then you can make it 100 times if the mitzvah is the bracha. There's no problem. However, the Mishabura says, since it's not so pashut that women are mechuyev, therefore L'chatchila one should not do this. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Since the chatchila woman, it's a suffix whether or not women are mechuyev, therefore the chatchila this should not be done. Certainly, if that's the only case that you have, that's the only possibility, then you could be meichel. However, the chatchila one should not do that. Now, when a woman makes havdalah, the mashmoyus of the bir halacha is that she should not make a brei mirayish. I don't know what the minig is, because I don't know if a woman make havdalah. However, the mashmoyus of the mishabur is that she should not make a brei mirayish because. Now, with regard to the summary, the design, there's two reasons why we make it on Bisamim. One of them, the Shavur brings down, to be Meshiv, because the person's Neshama Yaseira leaves. Another reason that's brought down, the Brach brings it down, the Rosh Hashanah quotes it, is because Gehenim starts up again, and it starts being Masriach, because of the fire, with all the fire, all the things that the fire is burning. Memela, you take a little bit of something to overcome the smell. As pashas, you need both of the reasons. I don't know. That's a good question. Either way, he brings down nafkaminas why each one. He says, you need both reasons, both together. One thing that the Aruch HaShulchan does say, I remember this from my ninth grade Rebbe about 25 years ago, that he said that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, everybody feels, even if you don't really know, you can't feel exactly with the besamim, but everybody feels that Mazir Shabbos, something is up. Where my Rebbe used to say it is, you want to paint the town red. And it says, if you go to the emergency room on Matzah Shabbos, it's the busiest time of the entire week. Because Matzah Shabbos is just like people, it's only by Yidden they have the Neshama Yisrael for Shabbos. But it's a time, the Neshama Yisrael goes and that's it, you want to, who knows what. Therefore, you need Besamim. Now, the Minig is that we make a very many Besamim or whatever Besamim is, even though there's Kama Brachas, Bari Altei, Bari Yisvei, Bari Yisrael Yachtei Maperis, Bechulu. Nevertheless, on Matzah Shabbos, since people, everybody makes a besamim, and not everybody's bekim, you just should make a berim in a besamim, regardless of what you're smelling. Therefore, if you're using an esrig, make a berim in a besamim. And if you're using mint, also make a berim in a besamim. Lechatchilo, you should use something which is bracha, is berim in a besamim, which is like cloves, cinnamon, which are, many people use, these things, Mishnah Berurah says, is the bracha is bringing the summon, and that's the chatchila, which is why very often I think when the kids make in the cheder, they make they get an esrog, they put in cloves also, because that way you're smelling also the cloves, and that's the lechatchila. An interesting halacha which is mentioned here in Sif Beis is that if somebody should not make a bracha on b'samim of beis hakisei or b'samim that's lamayla mita of a mace, because that's not meant to give a smell, rather it's meant to just take away the sirchon and the bad smell. It's not meant to give a good smell. Says the Ramah, v'imbirach al b'samim eilu lo yatsa, v'tzarech l'atzer l'varach al achirim. Lo yatsa. It's not yitzim. It's not yitzim. What? There's no chiv of the psalm. It's that the nefesh, the neshama yisrael, shouldn't be margish so much the yitzia of the neshama shouldn't be margish so much the loss. And the halacha is like it says in Sefer Aleph, Me'ilai Ein Tzarech Lach Lecharem. There's no chiv be'etzem for your teva that you should have it. Lashmai says that it doesn't work. Lashmai says that it doesn't work with regard. You make a new besamim, make a new bracha, make a new besamim.